All right, ready to ditch the daily grind and explore something exciting, like how to escape the rat race.
Yeah, the rat
Ever
river.
feel stuck,
Yeah.
like working endlessly, paying bills, and just dreaming of, I don't know, a life beyond the cubicle
It's
walls?
like we're all on a hamster wheel, just running and running.
Exactly. And today we're going to use MJ DeMarco's Unscripted as our guide so we can hopefully understand this trap and then break free. You know,
Yeah.
the book is all about this idea of achieving financial freedom and living a life of purpose. I'm sure that resonates with a lot of you guys out there.
Absolutely. DeMarco, he's got this really refreshing, blunt perspective. You know, he challenges these conventional ideas, the ideas that keep so many of us just stuck.
So he talks about these poison pens. What are those?
Well, think of poison pens as those limiting beliefs that we've kind of absorbed over the years. You know, those messages like, you need a stable job to be successful, or only the lucky few get
Oh,
rich.
I've heard that a million times. Go to college, get a good job, work your way up the ladder. It's like drilled into us.
Yeah, from childhood.
Yeah.
And DeMarco, he argues that these beliefs, they're disguised as wisdom, but in reality, they're really just limiting us, our potential.
Yeah.
And he actually shares this fascinating story about his own experience with this.
Yeah.
You know, he was obsessed with Lamborghini Countachs,
Oh,
but
nice.
he believed that only celebrities could afford them.
Right.
But then he met this young guy, not a celebrity, who actually owned one.
Oh, wow.
And it turns out that the guy was an inventor. And that encounter completely changed DeMarco's perspective.
Wow.
It made him realize that he actually had the power to kind of rewrite his story by replacing those limiting beliefs with empowering ones.
That is such a powerful example, like how our beliefs shape our reality. If
Yeah.
we buy into these poison pens, we might never even try
Exactly.
to achieve our dreams. Now,
Absolutely.
DeMarco also challenges another widely accepted notion, the slow lane approach to financial freedom.
The slow lane,
You know, the idea of just saving diligently,
yeah, penny pinching,
penny pinching,
yeah,
investing small amounts over decades.
over decades.
Right. He argues that relying solely on compound interest, it's just a slow and often disappointing path to wealth.
Yeah, especially with factors like inflation.
Especially with inflation, yeah.
No, just eroding our savings.
Yeah.
And to illustrate this point, DeMarco brings in this fictional couple in the book, Jeff and Sam.
Oh, yeah.
They follow the slow lane script perfectly,
Okay.
having, investing, living frugally.
Yeah, what happened?
After years of sacrifice, they still found themselves struggling financially and disillusioned with the idea of ever achieving true freedom. DeMarco highlights this thing about the someday thinking,
Right.
you know, how we delay our dreams for a future that might never come.
Yeah, it's like we're always waiting for that someday.
Yeah, someday. Someday when I have enough money, then I'll do this.
Right. So if the slow lane isn't the answer, what does DeMarco suggest?
He encourages us to become scientists.
Scientists.
Yeah. What do you know?
In our approach to financial freedom.
Okay.
So it's about shifting our mindset from blindly following the script
Right.
to becoming more observant and experimental.
Okay.
So he uses the analogy of a fly repeatedly hitting a window.
Oh, yeah, I can picture that.
Right.
Yeah.
We need to stop mindlessly following the crowd and instead analyze the system we're in.
Yeah.
You know, DeMarco argues that even with hard work and talent,
Yeah.
we'll be limited if we're operating within a system that's not designed to get us where we want to go.
It's like trying to win a race on a tricycle.
Exactly.
Right.
Precisely.
Even Usain Bolt would struggle with that.
Right. He introduces this concept called the discounted time principle,
Okay.
which really made me think,
Can you elaborate on that a bit?
yeah, so think about it.
Yeah.
We work 5 days a week for
Oh.
2 days of freedom on the weekend.
Right. We're essentially losing 60% of our time to a system that might not even be aligned with our goals.
So what's the alternative then?
Well, DeMarco introduces this concept of unscripted living
Okay.
individuals who break free from this traditional rat race mentality.
So he outlines three types of unscriptees:
Yeah.
unplugged, fast lane, and liberated.
Right.
Are you saying that anyone can become an
Oh,
unscriptee?
absolutely.
It's not just for like the privileged few.
No, it's about awareness
Okay.
and taking control of your life, creating your own path. For instance, the fast lane approach, it focuses on building businesses that can generate wealth rapidly,
Okay.
allowing you to live a life of freedom and purpose much sooner.
All right, so that sounds promising. How do we go from being stuck in the rat race to living this unscripted life?
DeMarco, he offers this framework for evaluating business ideas and their potential for wealth creation. He calls it the sense framework. Like the coins.
Like the coins.
Yes, but in this context, sense stands for control, entry, need, time, and scale. These are the key criteria for assessing whether a business idea has what it takes to escape the rat race.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
So let's break that down.
Right.
What does control mean in this context?
Control is about having ownership of your business.
Oh.
Not being beholden to a boss or a company's decisions.
Right.
It's about, you know, steering your own ship.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Entry.
Entry refers to how easy or difficult it is to start the business. Some businesses require significant upfront investment or specialized knowledge.
Okay.
While others can be launched with minimal resources.
Okay, that makes sense. What about need?
So need focuses on addressing a genuine market need.
Okay.
Is your business solving a real problem for your customers?
Yeah.
Does it offer something that people truly value?
So it's not just about chasing profits.
No.
It's about creating something that helps people.
Right.
What about time?
So time is crucial for escaping the rat race.
Okay.
You want to build a business that doesn't require you to constantly trade hours for dollars.
So breaking free from that time for money trap.
Exactly.
And lastly, what about scale?
So scale refers to the potential for your business to grow exponentially. Can you replicate your success, reach a larger audience, and generate more income without being limited by your time or resources?
I see.
Yeah.
That sense framework seems like a powerful tool
for
evaluating business ideas.
Absolutely.
And figuring out if they have what it takes to lead to unscripted freedom.
Yeah. DeMarco emphasizes that the unscripted path, it's not about shortcuts or get-rich-quick schemes.
Okay, so it's not like some magic formula.
No, no, it requires effort.
Okay.
A willingness to overcome challenges. And most importantly, developing what he calls transformative passion.
Transformative passion. How's that different from just, you know, being passionate about something?
Right. He distinguishes between superficial passion, which is often fleeting.
Based on external factors, like wanting a fancy car or a big house.
Right.
It's that initial excitement that can quickly fade when things get tough.
It's like chasing a trend.
Right. Exactly.
Right. You know, it might be exciting at first, but it lacks that deeper staying power.
Yeah. Transformative passion, on the other hand, it's fueled by this deep sense of purpose.
Yeah.
It's the kind of passion that drives you to overcome obstacles and persevere, even when the going gets tough.
He uses a great analogy in the book to explain how this type of passion develops.
Yeah. Yeah.
He talks about a feedback loop
where
effort leads to results, and those results reinforce your motivation to keep pushing forward.
It's like that feeling of accomplishment you get when you master a new skill or you reach a challenging goal.
Right, yeah.
It just ignites a fire within you.
Yeah.
It propels you to keep striving for more.
Right. He argues that this transformative passion is essential for staying the course on the unscripted path.
Absolutely.
Which is rarely a straight line to success.
Uh-huh.
He reminds us that setbacks are inevitable.
Of course.
But it's this transformative passion that helps us kind of, you know, navigate those challenges.
And emerge even stronger.
Right. Another key concept he highlights is the process principle.
Ah, the process principle.
Yeah.
Can you tell us more about that?
So the process principle is about shifting our focus from the destination to the journey itself.
Okay.
It's the understanding that success isn't this overnight phenomenon.
Right.
It's the result of consistent effort, disciplined action, and a willingness to learn and adapt.
Yeah. So it's about embracing that daily grind.
Yeah.
The ups and downs.
Ups and downs.
And finding joy in the process of growth and creation.
Absolutely. He uses the analogy of an athlete training for the Olympics.
Oh, okay.
It's not just about winning the gold medal.
Right.
It's about those years of dedicated training.
Yeah.
The countless hours in practice, the discipline,
right.
The perseverance.
It's about falling in love with the process.
Yeah. The journey of self-discovery and growth.
Absolutely.
That comes with pursuing our goals.
Right.
Now, DeMarco also talks about the importance of skewing.
Skewing.
This concept really resonated with me.
Mm-hmm.
It's about going above and beyond.
Right.
Offering more value than your competitors in key areas that matter to your customers.
Yeah. It's about identifying what makes your product or service unique and then highlighting those differentiators
right,
in a way that connects with your target audience.
In today's competitive marketplace, It's not enough to just create a decent product.
You need to stand out.
Yeah.
Offer something exceptional
yeah.
that compels people to choose you
right.
over the competition.
He also introduces the concept of triangulating value.
Triangulating value.
Yeah. Can you explain what he means by that?
So triangulating value is about aligning your product or service with the right channel, the right message, and the right audience. Mm. It's about ensuring that your offer resonates with the people you're trying to reach.
Right.
And that you're communicating it in a way that compels them to take action.
Yeah, it's like casting a fishing net, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
You need to use the right bait in the right spot
exactly.
to catch the fish you're after.
Now, DeMarco also stresses the importance of building a productocracy.
Productocracy.
Yes. So what's a productocracy? It's a business driven by the quality and value of its products or services.
Okay.
It's about creating something so good, so desirable, that it speaks for itself
yeah.
and attracts customers organically.
That's a powerful concept.
It is.
It's like letting the product do the talking
yeah.
rather than relying on hype.
Hype or marketing gimmicks.
Right.
He talks about this power of creating disciples.
Okay.
So customers who are so enthusiastic about your product that they become advocates.
Right.
Spreading the word and attracting new customers for you.
Word of mouth marketing, so powerful.
It is. It's the most authentic form of endorsement.
Yeah, and it comes from delivering exceptional value.
Absolutely.
Creating something that people love.
They love it.
And want to share.
And can't wait to share it with others.
Right. DeMarco's book really challenges us to think differently about business.
It does.
To move away from those traditional scarcity-driven models.
Yeah.
And embrace a more abundance-oriented approach.
Uh-huh.
Right? One that focuses on creating and delivering exceptional value.
Absolutely. He provides a wealth of practical advice on marketing, branding, building a successful business.
Mm.
But beyond those tactical strategies, Unscripted is ultimately a book about finding your purpose,
right.
aligning your actions with your values.
It's a reminder that escaping the rat race,
yeah,
it's about more than achieving financial freedom.
It is.
It's about creating a life that's both meaningful and rewarding.
Absolutely.
Right. A life that reflects your passions.
Your passions.
And allows you to make a positive impact on the world.
He encourages us to move beyond the money chase.
Mm.
You know, that relentless pursuit of wealth.
Right. That can often lead to emptiness and dissatisfaction.
Emptiness.
Right.
And instead, focus on building a life of purpose.
He shares the story of the Trotmans in his book.
Yeah.
This couple that started a soup business.
Right.
Their goal wasn't just to make money.
Right.
They were driven by a desire to promote healthy eating
uh-huh.
and support animal welfare.
Yeah, their purpose fueled their passion and gave them the strength to overcome the challenges of entrepreneurship.
Yes.
DeMarco also emphasizes the importance of authenticity
right.
and living in alignment with your values.
Mm.
He encourages us to be true to ourselves.
Yeah.
To build businesses that reflect our passions and beliefs,
right.
to make decisions that are in harmony with our core principles.
He reminds us that we each have our own ethical envelope.
Yeah.
Our own set of moral boundaries that guide our actions.
Our moral compass.
Mm.
And it's crucial that we define those boundaries
yeah.
for ourselves and ensure that our actions are congruent with our values.
As we kind of wrap up this first part of our deep dive into Unscripted,
okay.
I want to leave you guys with this question.
Right.
What steps can you take today
mm.
to start living a more purposeful and fulfilling life?
Yeah. What are your passions?
What are your values?
Yeah.
What kind of impact do you want to make on the world?
Right.
Remember, escaping the rat race isn't just about financial freedom.
It's more than that.
It's about finding your purpose.
Yeah.
Living in alignment with your values and creating a life that's both meaningful and rewarding.
Absolutely.
You know, we encourage you guys to explore Unscripted further.
Yeah, great book.
And discover how you can break free from those limitations of the rat race.
Break free.
And create a life that reflects your unique potential.
That's the key.
All right, we'll be right back with more insights from Unscripted after a short break. Okay, so we're back. And ready to uncover some more of these secrets to escaping the rat race. One of the things that really stuck with me from the first part was this concept of the profit locus.
Ah, yeah, the profit locus. This is where DeMarco really, like, challenges us to rethink how we generate income.
Yeah, because he talks about how most people operate within a wage locus.
That's right.
Or a salary locus, mm-hmm. right? Basically, just trading our time for money at a fixed rate.
Yeah, it's like that old saying, you work for money,
Yeah.
which DeMarco argues is a trap that keeps us stuck in that rat race.
So the profit locus, it's about flipping that script,
I
right?
agree.
It's about having money work for you.
It's about creating, owning systems that generate income, independent of your time. DeMarco uses this brilliant analogy. He compares it to running a marathon.
A marathon.
Yeah, imagine trying to run a marathon in sandals. That's the wage locus. You're working hard, but you're not equipped for efficiency. Then there's jogging in sneakers. That's the salary locus, a bit faster, but still limited by your own physical effort.
Okay, I see where you're going with this.
Yay.
So the profit locus is like,
Driving a car in that marathon.
okay, yeah.
It's about leveraging systems and strategies to accelerate your progress toward financial freedom. You're not limited by your own physical effort anymore.
I love that analogy. That's
Right.
a fantastic analogy.
Yes.
And this ties into the idea of achieving asymmetric returns.
Absolutely. Asymmetric returns are all about like maximizing output while minimizing input.
Okay.
It's about creating systems where one unit of work can generate multiple units of income.
So it's not about working harder.
It's about working smarter.
Okay. Can you give us an example of this, like in the real world?
Yeah, sure. Think about creating an online course, for example. You put in the effort to create the content once, but then you can sell it to hundreds, even thousands of people without having to put in additional work for each sale.
That's a great example. You're not trading time for money in that linear way anymore.
Right. You're leveraging your knowledge in creating a system that generates income even while you sleep. That's the power of the profit locus and asymmetric returns.
Okay. I'm starting to see how these concepts can help us break free from the rat race.
Yeah.
Now, DeMarco also talks about the escape number, right?
Ah, yes, the escape number. This is where things get like really personal.
Okay.
It's your personalized financial target, the amount of money you need to accumulate to achieve true financial
So
freedom.
it's like having a financial GPS to
Exactly.
guide us toward our destination.
Yeah, and DeMarco provides a framework for calculating your escape number,
Okay.
taking into account your living expenses, your desired lifestyle, and your future goals.
So it's not just a random number, right?
Yeah.
It's tailored to each individual.
It's based on your individual needs and aspirations.
Okay. And it's really empowering to have that clarity, right?
Yes, it is.
To know exactly what you're working toward.
Yes, exactly.
But DeMarco emphasizes that reaching your escape number requires kind of a strategic approach.
Yeah, he talks about having, a strong offense and a solid defense in your financial game plan.
I like those sports analogies.
Right.
Yeah, so in this financial game, what does offense look like?
Offense is all about increasing your income and building wealth-generating assets. It's about actively creating opportunities, launching businesses, finding ways to generate significant revenue.
Okay, and defense.
Defense is about protecting your assets and managing your finances wisely. This includes, avoiding bad debt, making smart investments, ensuring that your money is working for you and not against you.
So it's a balanced approach. You
Exactly.
need to like score points
Right.
by increasing your income, but you also need to protect those gains
You got to protect your
by
gain.
being financially responsible, right?
You can't win the game with just a strong offense or just a good defense. You need both to achieve lasting financial freedom.
DeMarco really encourages us to think outside the box when it comes to building wealth, right?
Yes, he
Like
does.
he challenges those traditional notions of just relying solely on a job and saving like small amounts, right?
Absolutely. He's all about exploring alternative paths to wealth creation, whether it's entrepreneurship, real estate investing, or leveraging the power of the internet to generate income.
So it's about finding what works for you,
You're
right?
right.
And not being limited by those conventional ideas
Two-dimensional ideas.
that keep people stuck in the rat race.
Right. He reminds us that the world's changing rapidly. The old rules of the game don't necessarily apply anymore. We need to be adaptable, creative, willing to explore new opportunities.
Now, DeMarco also stresses the importance of having a money system in
A
place.
money system.
Could you explain what that is and why it's so crucial for breaking free?
So a money system is essentially an investment portfolio that generates passive income. It's about creating a system that works for you even when you're not actively working.
Okay, so this could include things like rental properties,
It could.
dividend-paying stocks,
Yes.
online businesses that generate revenue, without you having to be there all the time.
Exactly. It's about having your money work hard for you,
yeah,
so you don't have to. Mm-hmm. DeMarco actually encourages us to create multiple money systems,
okay,
that work together to generate this steady stream of passive income.
I like it.
He uses this term paycheck pot, right?
The paycheck pot.
Yeah, the paycheck pot. It's like a mental model he uses to describe the income generated by your money system. Mm-hmm. It's about envisioning this regular paycheck that comes from your investments, not from trading your time for money.
They love that, yeah.
It's like getting paid while you're sleeping.
Yeah.
It's about shifting your mindset from being reliant on a job to, like, being financially independent.
Okay, so let's say we've got our escape number figured out.
Okay.
We're working on building our money systems.
Uh-huh.
And creating those paycheck pots, right?
Yeah.
What else should we keep in mind as we're kind of, you know, navigating this journey toward unscripted freedom?
Well, DeMarco warns us about the dangers of the money chase.
Mm.
That relentless pursuit of wealth that can often lead to unhappiness and dissatisfaction.
Right. It's like they say, money can't buy happiness.
Exactly. DeMarco reminds us that true wealth is about more than just accumulating money.
Yeah.
It's about living a life of purpose.
Yeah.
You know, aligning your actions with your values. And finding joy in the journey itself.
It's about having enough money to live a comfortable life.
Right.
And pursue your passions without being consumed by that, like, constant need for more.
Yeah. He also cautions us against falling into the trap of Ptolemy money chasing.
Ptolemy money chasing. What is that?
Which is essentially a mindset that's focused solely on acquiring money for, like, selfish reasons.
Mm.
You know, he contrasts this with, like, a more purpose-driven approach to wealth creation.
So it's not just about what can I get, but also about what can I give.
Exactly. It's about using your resources to make a positive impact on the world, to contribute to something larger than yourself.
Yeah, I think that's a really important point, right?
Yeah.
It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and forget why we're striving for financial freedom in the first place.
Right. He encourages us to find that sweet spot where passion, purpose, and profit intersect.
Yeah.
You know, that's where true fulfillment lies.
I think DeMarco has given us so much to think about so far.
He has.
You know, we've talked about reframing our relationship with money.
Yeah.
Building systems that work for us.
Work for us.
Finding that purpose beyond the money chase.
Absolutely. And there's still more to uncover.
Oh, great.
We'll dive into DeMarco's insights on passion, the importance of the process principle, and how to create a productocracy in the next part of our deep dive.
All right. Welcome back to the deep dive. We've been, you know, Exploring Unscripted by MJ DeMarco.
Yeah.
Looking at ways to break free from that rat race, building a life of purpose.
A life of purpose, yeah.
One thing that really stood out to me was his unique perspective on passion.
Passion.
He doesn't just talk about being passionate.
Right.
But he distinguishes between superficial and transformative passion.
Right. That's a crucial distinction.
Yeah.
Superficial passion, it's fleeting, driven by external factors, like wanting a fancy car or a big house.
Right.
You know, it's that initial excitement that can quickly fade.
It's like chasing a trend, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It lacks that deeper staying power.
Yeah.
Transformative passion, on the other hand, it's fueled by this deep sense of purpose.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of passion that drives you to overcome obstacles and persevere, even when things get tough.
Now, DeMarco uses this analogy to explain how this type of passion develops.
Okay.
He talks about a feedback loop.
Yeah.
Where effort leads to results.
Right.
And those results kind of reinforce your motivation to keep pushing forward.
Yeah, it's like that feeling of accomplishment you get when you master a new skill or reach a challenging goal. It just ignites this fire within you.
Yeah, yeah.
Propels you to keep striving for more.
And he argues that this transformative passion is essential for staying the course on the unscripted path.
Oh, absolutely.
Which, as we know, is rarely a straight line to success.
Yeah, he reminds us that setbacks are inevitable.
Of course.
But it's that transformative passion that helps us navigate those challenges and emerge stronger.
Right. Now, another key concept he highlights is the process principle.
The process principle, yeah.
Tell us more about that.
So the process principle is about shifting our focus from the destination to the journey itself.
Okay.
It's the understanding that success, it's not an overnight thing, you know?
Right.
It's the result of consistent effort, disciplined action, willingness to learn and adapt along the way.
It's about embracing that daily grind, the ups and downs, and finding joy in the process, right?
Absolutely. You know, he uses the analogy of an athlete training for the Olympics. It's not just about winning that gold medal, it's about those years of dedicated training, the countless hours of practice, the discipline, the perseverance required to reach that level of excellence.
This is about falling in love with the process.
Yes.
The journey. The journey of self-discovery and growth that comes with pursuing our goals.
Right.
Now, DeMarco also talks about this concept of skewing. I think it's really interesting.
Yeah.
It's about going above and beyond.
Right.
Offering more value than your competitors, you know, in key areas that matter to your customers.
Yeah. So it's about identifying what makes your product or service unique and then highlighting those differentiators in a way that really connects with your audience.
And in today's competitive marketplace, it's not enough to just create a decent product.
You got to stand out.
You got to stand out.
You got to offer something exceptional.
Right. Something that really compels people to choose you.
Yeah, over the competition.
He also introduces the concept of triangulating value.
Triangulating value.
What does he mean by that?
So triangulating value is about aligning your product or service with the right channel, the right message, and the right audience.
Okay.
It's about ensuring that your offer resonates with the people you're trying to reach and that you're communicating it in a way that makes them take action.
It's like casting that fishing net.
Yeah.
You got to have the right bait in the right spot.
Exactly.
Catch those fish.
Right. DeMarco also talks about the importance of building a productocracy.
Productocracy.
Yeah. So what's a productocracy? It's a business that's driven by the quality and value of its products or services.
Mm-hmm.
It's about creating something so good, so desirable, that it speaks for itself and attracts customers naturally.
So it's about letting the product do the talking.
Yeah, exactly.
Rather than relying on, you know, the hype or the marketing gimmicks.
Right. And he talks about creating these disciples, customers who are so enthusiastic about your product that they become advocates,
right,
spreading the word and attracting new customers.
Word of mouth. So powerful.
Yeah. It's the most authentic form of endorsement.
And it comes from delivering exceptional value.
Absolutely.
You know, creating something that people genuinely love and want to share.
Yes. DeMarco's book, it challenges us to think differently about business, to move away from those traditional scarcity-driven models.
Yeah.
And embrace this more abundance-oriented approach.
Right.
That's focused on creating and delivering exceptional value.
Now, beyond, like, the tactical strategies, Unscripted, is ultimately about, you know, finding your purpose, aligning your actions with your values.
It's a reminder that escaping the rat race, it's more than just financial freedom.
More than that, yeah.
It's about creating a life that's meaningful and rewarding.
Right. It reflects your passions.
Your passions, yeah.
It allows you to make a positive impact.
He encourages us to move beyond this money chase, this relentless pursuit of wealth.
Yeah, that can often lead to, you know, emptiness and dissatisfaction.
Right. Instead, focus on building that life of purpose.
He shares the story of the Trotmans.
Yes, the Trotmans.
The couple who started that soup business.
Right.
And, you know, their goal wasn't just to make money.
Yeah.
They were driven by this desire to promote healthy eating, support animal welfare.
Yeah, their purpose, it fueled their passion. And gave them the strength to overcome the challenges of entrepreneurship.
And DeMarco also emphasizes this importance of authenticity.
Yeah, being true to yourself.
Right, living in alignment with your values.
Building businesses that reflect your passions, your beliefs.
Making decisions in harmony with our core principles.
It's crucial.
You know, he reminds us that we each have our own ethical envelope.
Yeah.
Our own set of moral boundaries that guide our actions.
Our moral compass.
Right.
And it's so important that we define those boundaries for ourselves.
Absolutely.
Make sure our actions are matching up with our values.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Unscripted,
okay,
we want to leave you with this question. What steps can you take today to start living a more purposeful, fulfilling life?
What are your passions?
What are your values?
What impact do you want to make?
Remember, escaping the rat race, it's not just about financial freedom. It's about finding your purpose.
It's about that bigger picture.
Living in alignment with your values and creating a life that's both meaningful and rewarding.
Thanks for joining us on the deep dive.
Yeah, we'll see you next time.